Five, four, three, two, one.
What's the situation, Captain?
This is Situation Fluxus, a weekly one-hour program focused on jazz and improvised music, news, radio, conversations, and more. Thank you for tuning in to Situation Fluxus, produced in upstate New York for WGXC 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm your host, Cheryl Kay.
There will be no news this week because, as you can tell, I don't have much of a voice. News will be back next week. We'll start off today's show with music. Thank you.
Ce sont les fées qui t'ont touché, si cristalline, petite Arline. Ce sont les vents que tu n'aimes pas, de délicates pamplemousses, mousses, mousses. Sublime, petite Arline, si éclatante, étincelante, étoile brillante.
Et difficile, précieuse et a Concolaro. E a un boyele, ele, a un boyele, ele, Daniole, 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 Daniole. Ya coele wa moyupa, a coele wa moyupa, y lo che papá.
out on March 17th, the Chamburo Records release Artistas, Músicos y Poetas by percussionist Chembo Cornell. We're listening to him and his quintet on the tune Child of Wisdom. Before this, nominated for this year's Juno Award for Jazz Album of the Year, Solo, Montreal, Canada-based pianist, composer, and educator Rafael Zaldivar. From his Effendi Records release of last year, Rumba, we heard Elegua, and that featured Amado de Dua Garcias. From vibraphonist Eldad Tormo's 10th album as a leader or co-leader, that was the composition El Hipnotizador. The release on Queen of Bohemia Productions is all original music. Before this, from New York City-based guitarist and singer-songwriter Iliani Amherd, exploring her roots in a song cycle based on the wines of Switzerland with her 2022 release La Degustation. That was the tune Petite Arvine. Jazz on Main in Mount Kisco, New York, presents a concert and wine tasting hosted by Amherd on Saturday, March 4th. She's with bassist Amanda Ruza and drummer Rosa Avila. For more information, jazzonmain.com. And from the Montreal-based septet Greenhouse Ensemble, their self-release is titled Res des Chaussées, and it becomes available on March 3rd. From it we heard Beyond Me. You're listening to Situation Fluxus. I'm your host, Cheryl Kay. Please send your comments, quips, and anecdotes, as well as feedback to thejazzdisturbance@gmail.com. For more information about the show, jazzfluxus.com. My interview is with trumpet player, composer, and producer Rachel Therrien. Her new release on Outside of Music is titled Mi Hogar and is available now. So, Rachel, I want to thank you so much for joining me here on Situation Fluxus.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Would you please tell us about the talent that you assembled for Mi Hogar?
There's a lot of musicians on the record. There's like more than 20 musicians. And why is so? It's because I've been dreaming of doing this album since the past 15 years. And it's my sixth album, but it's my first Latin jazz project. And there's too many people that are part of the community and the musician that I worked with in the past 15 years that I could not just pick five. So I had to include as many friends and people part of my musical family to be part of this first one. And I think it creates a good blend of great musicians, actually, which is great.
So as you said, Mi Hogar is your sixth release. It's your debut on Outside in Music.
Exactly. It's my first record with them.
Yeah. You've recorded with six different labels. What have been the advantages and the drawbacks of being with a new label for each release?
Well, I think I've learned from all of them. Like most of the record labels are what I like to see as an umbrella record. The record label, they're musician owned record labels that are, I just see them as like a community and someone stepping up to release their own record and other people's records. So it's not like the old vision of a record label that we know from history. Nowadays we have to do everything. Right. So like all those umbrella record labels that I see, I still do most of the work and I finance it myself. So it's more being part of a community and charging, like choosing a community to push your music within. The only record that was a real record label is the last, a real record label. What I mean by that is that a record label that actually invests financially in your product is the fifth album I made called Vena. It was recorded in France and it was a French record label. And over there, they still have funding to actually produce financially record. So it was great. It was a great experience to actually get paid to do an album. It was great. And we're probably going to work again together on a future project, hopefully. But yeah, I don't change record label because I wasn't happy. I just like being part of different communities. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You've expressed that traveling to Cuba to research and study Latin music over a decade ago changed your life and is probably the reason why you are still a musician today. What did your studies and research reveal to you about your musicianship?
Yeah, Cuba was very, very special. I studied there for a full year and it was magical. It's kind of the paradise for trumpet players. I spent a whole year practicing outside and like sharing with other trumpet players. It's really like I'm from Montreal originally. It's a great scene, but it's kind of small and it creates a weird competitivity between musicians. That in Cuba it felt a lot more like a family and every trumpet player helping each other. And yeah, it's really there that I realized that this really was my dream and whatever. I had like a little bad experience with different teachers back in Montreal before I moved to Cuba. And I was starting to think about doing something else because I was suggested by some teachers to start studying something else. So I'm very grateful to my studies in Cuba because it's really where I connected with what I really wanted to do. Because I was 16 when I was already playing in bars and paying rent with music. So there was no reason why I didn't have the capacity to actually be a working professional musician. But I had to get out of my comfort zone to connect with what I was really capable to do.
So when the opportunity to record Mi Hogar came about, what were some of the new compositional and arranging concepts and ways of playing trumpet that you absorbed while in Cuba that you utilized in creating the release?
Well, I guess the language with the rhythmical part, I studied a lot of percussion when I was in Cuba as well. And I think it does dictate my way of improvising and my way of playing. And with this album, because it's those rhythms, like I really have the freedom to express myself rhythmically in the way that it should be with that kind of rhythm. Because sometimes I do it with more like swing based grooves and it's cool. But like this is like based off those rhythm, everything that I do rhythmically. So it's cool. But yeah, there's a lot of influence of a little bit everything. Like I've played with so many different genre and different cultures, and I've been blessed to be welcomed by a lot of different cultural music group. Like just for example, one of my first experience as an improviser when I was like 18, I was playing with a Moroccan gambri player in Montreal. We were playing Gnawa music. which is like sometimes you can play like three tunes over a 3 hour show. It's a lot of trance music, a lot of like very circular music. And I learned a lot from that. And there's in the arrangement of Moments Notice at the end, this just happened while we were recording. We changed in 6/8 and it started sounding a little bit like that Moroccan, Gnawa feel. So there's a little bit of like influence. I think like there's a lot of arrangements, but there's also a lot of stuff that was improvised in studio, like the end of Canalma as well, that goes into like a South Cuban Congo feel that was not decided before. It just happened, and it's like now I'm trying to reproduce it in the shows and stuff. But it just happened live, and it's great.
Fabulous. So a little bit diving into the weeds here, I've got a musician's question. Are there differences in the way in which Cuban trumpeters trained and educated in Cuba articulate the notes on a page?
All education in Cuba is classical music. Cuban musician can't study in school another genre of music than classical music. So there's a lot of like very rigorous demand on the music students, on the trumpet students, on like interpretation and perfection. And then this adds up with like very, very loud salsa with no reference. When they get to play gigs and stuff, they mostly play their popular music. So it's like a brass section with like bunch of percussion and almost no sound return. So like they learn how to play very, very tight and very loud. So I think that blend of like classical training and like super extra salsa brass section, it creates a very unique way of playing. I don't think I sound like a Cuban trumpet player necessarily. I listen to them a lot, so I am influenced by it, but yeah, real Cuban trumpet playing, it's awesome. You can define from hearing it a couple seconds that it's there
just by listening to your release. Yes. Yes. You've posted on your website numerous videos of ensembles you've played in or are playing in, duos, trios, orchestras. You're a member of the Ostara Project. And they've been nominated for a Vocal Jazz Album of the Year for the upcoming Juno Awards, scheduled for March 1st. So by the time my listeners hear this show, We'll know if you've won or not, but you've been nominated. Congrats.
Thank you. Thank you. This project is great. It was started by Jody Prasnik, a bass player from Vancouver. She wanted to put together different women band leaders from all over Canada. So when we did the record, it's the first time we all met each other. And it was kind of amazing. We did a documentary, recording, and a show, everything in 3 days. And we never met each other before, so it was kind of very magical, and like to see how everyone was so great musically and professional, and yeah, I'm excited about this this nomination. We tried to get in the just the jazz category, but because we had a singer, we were put into the vocal jazz category. But I was, because it was more like a collective and stuff. Joanna Majokos, the singer on the record, she's just amazing. So yeah. I'm happy she's highlighted in that. But it was such a great experience. Yeah.
Yeah. In your words, what has been the value of collaboration?
Well, I see collaboration like, you know, Vena, the my last album, I called it V for Vena. Because I see V as the flight of the Canadian geese. You know how they fly in a V formation? They actually switch the point of the V. They alternate. So they can, because when the point of the V, you help the other ones to fly easier. So, and they alternate the point, so they can actually fly over a longer distance. Wow. So that's kind of how I see collaboration. I think we all can be the head of our project, and we can all help each other and collaborate together to fly further.
Well, Rachel, as we come to the end of this interview, I want to give you the last word. Is there a question I haven't asked you? Something you'd like to tell us, like that upcoming gig in New York City next month?
Well, I have so much stuff going on. I already have 3 records that are ready to be released. So there's going to be more stuff coming up. So please follow me on socials and yeah, I'm very happy to share my music with all of you, and I'm grateful to you for the opportunity to share with your audience.
Yeah, no problem. And I will say it, on March 9th, you'll be at Drom.
Yeah, I'll be playing with a great Cuban singer. Her name is Tamari. She's a Cuban rapper, so we're going to be playing some cool rhythms on March 9th, and I have a bunch of stuff coming up. I'll be playing in France, I'll be playing in Montreal, yep. And hopefully more New York gigs soon.
Sweet. Yeah. That was my interview with trumpeter Rachel Therrien. For more information, rachelthérien.com. We'll end today's Situation Fluxus with 2 bassists. From Ron Carter's In and Out release of last year, Finding the Right Notes, we'll listen to A Nice Song with Russell Malone on guitar and Donald Vega on piano. And from the self-released debut album by Rick Rosato titled Homage, we'll hear Devil Got My Woman. Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to Situation Fluxus, produced for WGXC, 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears in upstate New York. I've been your host, Cheryl Kay. Tune in next week for another show. For more information about Situation Fluxus, thejazzdisturbance@gmail.com or jazzfluxus.com. Thank you.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.